Sebastian was growing restless and discontented, and he had begun to show a keen interest in the villagers' tales of suffering at the hands of outlaws since the disappearance of the warrior princess Chitrangada. So is this country then ruled by a woman? The village people laughed. She is as loving as a mother and as fierce in our protection as the strongest king. Arjun was fascinated. But Chitrangada wanted to put this fascination to a test. Oh, you wouldn't like her. She's not beautiful like me. She's ugly. She has not my sweeping eyebrows, or my soft grace of bearing, my bright dark eyes, or my sense of how to dress. Maybe she can fight and think and hit a target with an arrow. But she has no idea how to appeal to any man's affections. Arjun was still obsessed. I must meet her. She's different. Like a sword swept from its scabbard, she is strong, sharp and brilliant. Arjun had changed, and the time for masquerading was over. And with Madan's help, Chitrangada resumed her original form. Going to Arjun, she said, "I am Chitrangada. I am the daughter of a king, but I'm neither a goddess nor an ordinary woman. Neither the one you put on a pedestal, nor the one you simply neglect and leave behind. Because I want neither worship nor subjection, but partnership. If you want to understand me, keep me by your side in times when tasks are difficult and when they're rewarding, in times of sorrow and in times of joy. Then you will know me. I am Chitrangada, and I offer myself to you now. Arjun was delighted and honored to know the real Chitrangada. Like the left hand and the right, let men and women work together.